Dear Diary, where to begin? It seems like just days ago, I was heading up from the greenhouses and passing the tennis courts when...
Oh, mine! I say, hello there, miss!
Oh, so sorry. Lost in my book.
Oh, then it's lucky I found you. I was going to ask you to throw our ball back, but here it is.
I'm no good at throwing, anyway.
Ah, but I'm an excellent catch.
Then I'd be working or cutting through campus, or just going to Café Vostra.
Veronica!
Oh!
What a lovely surprise. I ordered you a mulch tea.
Thank you, Mr. Braxiatel. How did you know?
Irving, please. It's my job to know everything going on in the collection. Sadly, these days it's vital.
The Axis is gone.
They should never have been here in the first place. So I poke my nose in everywhere. I'm afraid I've nosed into you. You're quite the specimen.
There's nothing special about me.
You're like no one I've ever met.
I didn't want to believe it. Then, one night, over dinner...
The collection is so much more than just things in cases.
The things are important, too.
Yes, yes, but the occupation made me realize. The people here, the creativity, that's what must be protected.
You'll protect us.
Whatever it takes. I can keep you safe, if you'll let me.
So fast, so overwhelming, so unbelievable. But there was one fly in the ointment.
Thank you. At my age, I'd given up ever meeting the right person. Then into my life walked the brightest jewel in the Braxiatel collection, my Snooshkin.
Snooshkin? Come on!
Oh, dear. Need I ask who might be propping up the bar?
I've had one glass all evening. But your waiters keep topping up.
Veronica, meet one of my oldest friends.
Oh, I'm so pleased to make your acquaintance, miss.
I've not been miss for a long time.
Professor, I hope it's not too much to ask that you're polite to my fiancé.
You're what?
This wasn't how we planned to announce the engagement. I could tell by the way she looked at me that she hated me.
Bernice, I think you have something to say to Veronica.
Congratulations.
Dear Irving, he thought he'd solved it. He's so simple. But I knew how she felt. I'll make her like me, this Bernice Summerfield. Set a date. Irving is terribly keen, but there's so much to do on the collection. I try to help where I can. But just this morning, I accompanied Irving to his weekly departmental catch-up.
Right, next item. A new head gardener. It won't be easy to fill the space left by our late friend, Mr. Crofton. In the meantime, the grounds are being ably managed.
They are absolutely
as
not.
Ably managed as possible by Mr. K.
Just Mr. one point. Jason is in space on one of his adventures.
Well, while he's away, perhaps you, Bernice?
Not a chance, Sunshine. I've had enough of the inventory.
Of course. How long might that take?
There's considerable damage. You own a lot of stuff. Forget it.
Is anyone else able to take on the grounds until Jason returns?
I just don't think she should speak to you like that, especially in front of the other heads of department.
I'll stop Bernice from speaking. Oh, there we are. Splendid.
Darling, you're not going to ride this antiquated thing.
It's a lawnmower. The controls seem fairly straightforward. Yes, of course. A double declutching.
The grounds don't look so bad. If you put me in charge, I'd leave it overgrown.
You've enough on your plate. There's a certain gothic charm to them. Nevertheless... Control!
Oh, idiot man.
Miss Bland? Sorry, hi.
Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Sorry, I'm Reep Saluja. Second year anthropology, and I'm on the notes. Oh, sorry, that's the student newspaper
which... Which Brax was keen you set up. I think it's a lovely idea. Oh, no. You want an interview?
Just a short profile. You're marrying the boss, but people don't really know who you are. You don't have to.
No, of course. There's not much to tell. You'll find me a terrible disappointment. What else could I say? I'm the last person to put myself forward. But if I turned her down, people might talk. Reep led me to the office for this paper. As with everything else here, it's like something in a museum. Or you could taste the ancient history.
First, a bit of background. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm a bit of a drifter. Aren't you going to record this?
I'm getting it in shorthand. It's like a manual system they used to have.
And the notes is created on these machines.
Typewriters. And then we use movable type with ink on real paper.
Well, made from mashed up wood pulp. So you're killing trees?
All repurposed wood. Brax wants us doing it the old way. Say some of that diligence bleeds through onto the page.
Oh, sounds a bit grisly.
It's just Brax's saying. We have to do what he says because... Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Why don't you ask me your questions?
Right. Where are you from? You don't have to say.
Oh, not at all. I'm going to disappoint you. You know how it's been the last few years. I don't think of myself as being from the fourth moon of Glossula. I left before I was one. Then space, habitats, everywhere and nowhere. Blossom in the wind. Landed here in 99.
So you've been on the collection 5 years?
Well, I suppose so. Life just happened that way.
But you were happy here. I mean, before you met Brax. Because this is the longest you've ever been in one place. Sorry, was that what you said?
Oh, not exactly, but well spotted. I guess I've put roots down here.
What are your thoughts about being the mistress of the collection? Any plans? Are you all right?
Oh, just not used to being in the spotlight. I don't think I ever thought about it.
You must have some thoughts about things you want to change. Go on.
Really? I just want to fit in.
All right. What makes the collection special? That's a good thing for our readers.
I think what matters is not what the collection is now, but what it could be.
Good answer.
I don't mean to make light of the damage done, but it presents an opportunity. We can address our priorities, target our research, be more effective.
Do you have to read that awful paper at the breakfast table?
Don't be embarrassed. A bold vision.
It's not too management speak.
It's just what I would have said. No, it's what I wish I had thought of to say. I am a little concerned by this.
Oh, did I get something wrong?
Well, you may have overshared that you're from Glossula.
But she kept pushing me. This is the longest you've ever been in one place.
You charmed her. You charm everyone. I'm sure it's nothing. It's my job to be overprotective.
Irving.
Snooskin. I'll make sure it's all right. It's not as if you have enemies here.
I wanted that to be true, so badly. But the attention I got just by being with him, the jealousy. Oh, what should I do? Well, one person is certain she knows.
How long does it take to brew 2 mulch teas?
Well, they're short-staffed. This horrid cold going round. Have you had it?
I'm rarely ill.
I guess having a small child builds up your immunity.
Oh, tell me about it. Miss Bland. Why are we here?
I thought we could have a chat. Get to know each other.
I see.
I'd like us to be friends.
Mm-hmm. I see you've put your name down to help with the library inventory. When you start on Monday, do what I say and we'll get along famously.
You don't approve of me marrying Irving.
All right. It's nothing personal. But I've known Mr. Braxiatel a long time and this simply isn't him.
You don't think I'm good enough?
Oh, it's not that. I hardly know you. I ask those who do and you've many admirers. You appear to love him sincerely.
I do. You've been talking to people about me.
Yes.
I see. You don't think he loves me.
I'm sorry. I find it hard to believe. Brax, whatever the situation, it's always about what he gains.
That's a horrible thing to say. He considers you a good friend.
No doubt. But he also considers what he can get from me. Always. He never stops.
No.
So ask yourself, what does he gain from you? What makes you special?
I'm not special. Truly.
What does he see in you? I'm worried you're going to be hurt.
You're thinking of my interests.
I've been here before, with his brother.
I'm not marrying his brother.
You shouldn't marry Brax. You know it too. That's why you wanted to see me.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. Everyone else likes me. But you don't, and I only wanted to...
Make friends with me?
I asked about you as well.
Anyone say anything nice?
You were born on Beta Capricis. Your mother died there.
Everybody died there.
You survived, but you carry it with you. That it might happen again.
It did happen again, right here. You think I'm scared of knots. So better to have no relationships. They tell you about my ex-husband.
My friend, Mr. Crofton, once told me...
What? Mr. Crofton? The gardener?
Yes.
I didn't think he had friends. That's how Muggins here ended up organising his memorial. And not that I minded, of course. Good man. Killed in action. Least we could do. Sorry, how did you know him?
Well, first I knew Jane.
His wife? He told me she died in a war.
Killed in a plasma bombardment while Corporal Crofton was at the front. I remember him coming back, the look on his face. He said we had to move on and brought a few of us here.
Where he got killed in another war. Great plan.
But before that, the love he put into the grounds here. For the first time since Jane died, he had purpose. He never shook off what he lost. But he told me he would never regret loving her.
I get what you're saying. Oh, look, you're a sweet girl.
Sweet girl?
I'd like you to be right. But Brax is up to something. I will find out what.
Again, you're supposed to be his friend.
Nearest thing he's got.
Not anymore. I should make that clear.
I'm not jealous.
Of course not.
I'm telling you now, get clear of him. For your own sake.
To Teeve.
No, thank you. I'm not staying. She made my decision for me. I love Irving. I'm going to marry him. We'll face whatever comes together.
Sorry, Miss Bland.
Good morning, Miss Saluja. Oh, it is a good morning, isn't it?
Oh, it's freezing.
Oh, just what we need for this cold that's doing the rounds. Have you had it yet?
Everyone in my seminar group has.
Tell them to get outside. Breathe a bit of fresh air.
Are you busy?
Oh, the inventory. So many priceless books are in pieces. Then there's the wedding. Irving insists he wants fireworks. And now I'm late for the heads of department. But how can I help?
It's about the interview we did.
You put it all very well. Not that I gave you much to work with. I'm not very interesting.
Well, that's just it. It was lovely stuff. I've a few follow-up questions about what you said.
I've made the most awful mistake. I thought I could hide here, that I could be safe. But the collection is not the haven I hoped. I wanted a nurturing environment. But instead, so much whispering, suspicion. And I was starting to wonder who was behind it.
So, how old are you?
Why do you need to know?
You said you left Glossula when you were one. What year was that?
Why? I mean, I'm not sure exactly. Documents were lost and with the central repository gone, I must be about 40.
Right, so you left before the affront.
Well, I must have done, mustn't I?
Which city block were you born in?
It's a blank, I'm afraid. Do you remember the address of the house you were born in?
Were your family involved in the affront? How many other people from the Fourth Moon survived?
Whatever the answer, it can't be enough. Is that everything?
For the moment.
This is starting to sound like an inquisition.
Not at all. Thank you for your time.
I hope your readers are satisfied. I've a small question for you, if I may.
Ask away. Whatever you like.
Next. Security. Oh, is Bev Tarrant not here?
Called in sick.
Next item. The grounds.
Oh, no.
We've made some progress. Yours truly mowed the lawns, and Veronica has kindly taken over the husbandry. Well done, Veronica. Lovely work.
Thank you.
Veronica?
Brax?
I like a raised hand, Bernice.
Yeah, I don't mean to criticise.
Of course not.
But nothing has been cut back. The grounds are so overgrown by the east wing, we can't even get to the door.
Thank you for your feedback. Veronica, would you care to respond?
It's been tough, is all I can say. We had something of a standing start. I'm just looking through my notes. The door to the east wing is on the reserve list. We have a reserve list because with limited resources...
I can't complete the inventory if I can't get into the east wing. It's not good enough.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a rather loaded statement. A little professional courtesy, Bernice.
Oh, so now I'm being unprofessional. Look, I don't want this to be a formal complaint, but...
Oh, dear, no.
Veronica, we all appreciate that you volunteered for a job no one else would do, as you've done elsewhere, but... I suppose Bernice makes a valid point that should be answered.
I'm sorry. I'll take this up with Jason.
Jason? Why? Jason isn't here. So this is his fault? He can't answer.
Well, but we talk by D-Link all the time.
You do what?
Well, perhaps we should call him up now.
Yes, of course.
You have regular contact with Jason?
Yes, he's been ever so supportive.
Why does he never call me?
I was enjoying the piece. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Jason. Yes, hello.
Hi, Veronica. That's a nice outfit. Green's a good colour for you.
Don't flirt with Brax's fiancé. What's this about the grounds?
I've no idea. You lot called me. And I'm a little busy.
And Professor Summerfield's worried about the priorities you set. She says she can't get into the east wing because it's too overgrown by the door.
Yeah, probably. Oops. I'll revise the schedule. Tonight, if I can...
Jason, are those athletic-looking lizard women trying to attract your attention?
What? Better go. Say hi to Peter from me. Bye!
Goodbye, Jason.
Well, if those women don't eat him, I think that's taken care of. Is that right, Bernice?
If he revises the schedule, fine.
Then we can move on. Mr. Wall, you've...
One moment, darling. I'd just like to be clear. Bernice, a professor. I'm sorry we're not dealing with the gardens as quickly as you'd like me to. I'm sorry to all of you that it's not ideal, but we've a lot to contend with. I'd like to make sure, before I consider my position, that everyone is otherwise happy with my oversight of the grounds.
Yes, of course.
I'll take that as a yes. Good.
And I'm sorry to ask this, but I know I've just appeared in your lives, and I'd like to ask, and forgive me, is everyone generally happy with me?
Yes, of course, Veronica, darling.
Carried unanimously, I think.
Not quite. Professor Summerfield isn't happy with me.
What? No, hang on.
I'd like it on record that she was all set to make a formal complaint against me, then dropped it as soon as she learnt the fault lay with her husband.
Former husband. Anyway.
Bernice, please. Now, Veronica, this is a serious charge. You've almost intimated that Professor Summerfield is engaged...
Is engaged in some kind of vendetta against me, yes.
Oh, of course I'm not. It's nonsense. It was just this thing with the door.
Professor, you're responsible for a number of students. Is one of them Reap Saluja?
Ah, yes.
Bottoms up, ladies. Suit yourselves.
Why are we here, Irving? Sadly, she's not going to apologise.
I've nothing to apologise for.
Getting your students to dig up any dirt about me.
That's not what I asked Reap to do. Listen...
Irving, I'm tired. Can we go? I can't hear any more of this.
But I should like to hear more. Bernice, you ask why we're here. Now, I know you like a good wine.
No, I'm an alcoholic.
And you like, after a modest soupçon of good wine, to share whatever ails you. So in this friendly, neutral space, share whatever ails you about Veronica and me. Then we can see what we can do.
Can you cancel the wedding?
Tell us why we should.
Darling, no.
I'm not saying we will. I want to hear why. Then perhaps we can find some accommodation.
And if we can't?
Then I'll be sorry to lose you.
What? Brax?
I assume Peter would go with you, and Jason, probably. Although they don't seem to share your misgivings about my fiancé.
Wait a minute, it's not her. I'm nothing against her. Everyone adores her.
Her? I'm sat right here. And come on, you told one of your students, Reap Saluja, to look into me.
That was a mistake.
You wanted to know if my family, was involved in the Glossulan affront. You were digging up dirt.
I just wanted to know more about you. That's what I asked Reap to do.
Then you know I can't have been involved. I left before all that.
I never said otherwise, did I?
So there's no terrible secret. We can all be friendly.
I like that. Honestly. Benny?
I'm sorry. I can't.
But why? What have I done?
It's not you.
And Irving. You and him.
Of course not.
Gods, no. What's the problem, Bernice?
You know. And you know what it will do to her.
I haven't the slightest inkling what you can mean.
So tell us. Tell me. Please.
Veronica, you're one of the very few survivors from the Glossulan catastrophe, which makes you something rare. Exactly what Brax likes in his collection.
Darling, please, don't let her upset you. What she said isn't true.
You told me, Irving. You said the same thing. You said you'd never met anyone like me. That I'm special. That you'll keep me safe in your collection.
She's trying to break us apart. Don't let her win.
What if she's right? She's been your friend a long time. She knows you.
She's wrong. Believe me. Oh, dear. Someone doesn't sound too well. Snooshkins.
Don't change the subject, Irving. Do I know you at all? Tell me you've never seen me as an interesting specimen.
No, honestly.
You'll note he can't look you in the eye.
Bernice, I'd rather you just left us alone.
Is it true?
Brax has an eye for the unusual. He prides himself on this talent.
You make me sound like a monster.
You can't help it. He wants to possess you, Veronica. He called you the brightest jewel in the Braxiatel collection.
He did.
I didn't mean it like that. Bernice, you're being unfair. You know this is new territory for me. Expressing emotions. I'm going to get it wrong. But Veronica, you are like no one I've ever known.
Bernice, you said Irving was going to break my heart.
Never, but this is breaking mine.
Oh, he's so charming. That's how he gets what he wants.
Bernice, please.
Brax, Veronica is a person, not a thing to be added to the inventory.
No, this is the end, Bernice. I do not see Veronica as a thing.
Brax, I didn't mean
it. You've undermined her, you've insulted me, you've poured scorn on the idea that I might be capable of feelings, which says more about you than it does about me.
Irving, darling.
Brax, please.
I mean it. The end. You can leave on the next available flight.
And she's gone. 7 this morning. Flight to Gunderson's Fret, where a dig needs a new leader. I didn't see Bernice off. It wouldn't have felt right. But I told Irving, too, that they should part on good terms. Oh, yes, he said. And then got called to the medbay where they're swamped with people with colds. He'll regret not saying goodbye. Then I think he'll blame me. And I'm trying to lose myself in my work. The inventory. The charred remnants of books. Well, then there's the wedding and the fireworks and...
Miss Bland, sorry, if you're busy...
Oh, Reap, you've come down with it.
Oh, sorry, won't get too close.
I'll get it eventually. What can I help you with?
I'm sorry for what I did, for investigating you.
You were led astray. Have they assigned you a new tutor?
Not yet.
If you wanted, I could take you on.
After what I did?
We should make a fresh start.
I'm sorry I pried into your life.
You were doing your job as a reporter. Irving would be proud.
Yeah. No more of that, is there?
What? You're not leaving the notes?
The notes has been closed down.
No.
Mr. Braxiatel didn't have any choice. Not after the heads of department. Oh, but you were at the meeting.
I don't remember the notes being mentioned.
People complained that the paper took too much of students' time.
Well, that was said in the meeting.
Mr. Braxiatel says he got it wrong. The old ways just weren't practical. Not when there's so much else to be done.
You could still produce the paper in a more up-to-date way.
I guess. But no offence, there was never much to report on.
I'm sorry I wasn't more interesting.
Oh, sorry. No, you're all right. Oh, I'll leave you to write your book.
It can wait. I could have a word with my fiancé. It might help.
Thank you, Adrian. Right, on to the next one.
What are you doing? Those lovely trees.
Hello, Snushkin.
The revised schedule. We're clearing this whole avenue of trees.
But I was overseeing this.
And very nicely, too. But you have so much else on. You can't be cross with me for being helpful.
Please leave the trees alone. Let me look after this. And what's this I hear about you closing down the notes?
Regrettable. The complaints raised by the heads of department made it clear that there was no patience for my followers.
I was in that meeting. There weren't any complaints.
It's in the minutes. Must have missed them.
Irving, are you sure?
Of course. But let's take a walk. Adrian, I'll be back momentarily. Justiniana came to me for a quote about Bernice. They wanted to run the story.
You're embarrassed by what happened. No, ashamed. You sent her away.
I did it for you. They were asking about your history, about your enmity with Bernice. It would have looked bad.
My enmity? We weren't enemies. She was just jealous and, in her own odd way, looking out for me. We could have given them an answer, been kind. Now, what will people think?
We didn't do anything wrong.
But they'll talk. Or are you going to stop that as well?
I'll protect you.
You can't control everything. They'll think I had the newspaper closed down.
They won't. I'll have a word.
Please don't. You mean well, but you'll make them think I'm a monster. Irving?
I'm sure there's something we can do. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're wrong, my Shnushkin. No one could think you were a monster. Everyone loves you.
Sorry I'm late.
It's fine, Reeve. Sit down. Have some apple wine. I want us to start our tutorials off in a relaxed way.
Thanks. Got lost in the library. Everything's been moved round.
Oh, I'm to blame. We're almost done on the inventory, but knowing what we've got means thinking about how it should be organised. It's chaotic now.
Slightly.
But it will be better in the long run. Please, tuck in.
Ooh. Can't remember the last time I had a picnic. Some people say the problem at the library is the mess left behind by...
You still sound like a student reporter. You're not recording this, are you?
Oh.
I thought I was your tutor.
You are. I just wondered.
I respect Professor Summerfield and wish her all the best in her new endeavours.
Bet you're glad she won't be at the wedding.
Oh, she's not said she won't be there. There's time.
Everyone's looking forward to the big day. The fireworks and bonfire. You'll have a lot of volunteers to help. Oh, if they're well enough.
You got over your cold pretty quickly.
Oh, it was horrible. But Benny, have you heard that she may have had something from Mr. Braxiatel?
Oh, not in the sense I think you imply. Irving brought her here soon after she split from her husband. They were good companions, in the platonic sense, not romantically.
They're saying he sent her away.
I don't know. Well, maybe she doesn't know either. Where feelings are involved, our reasons aren't always clear.
Are you okay?
Oh, this thing with Irving closing down the notes.
Until you interceded. Thanks.
He has secrets. Things that keep us all safe.
Now Benny's gone, you're the closest to him. Have you found something else?
I don't think we should talk about it in the open.
We could go to the notes office.
Well, there are people there. We might be seen. Would you come back to my room?
Is that appropriate? You're my tutor.
I promise not to make a pass at you without your consent.
I mean, I've got a lecture to go to. We could walk there together, or I could come and see you afterwards. In a couple of hours.
I'll be with Irving then. I can't let him suspect that I... Please, I need to talk to someone. I'm along here.
I thought staff had their own block.
Oh, I wasn't considered staff when I arrived, so I was put in with the students. I don't mind. It's a bit of a party block. You get used to stepping over the bodies.
Some of this lot really don't look healthy.
There was a party last night. There's a party every night. There's cooked breakfast downstairs.
They look like they've got the cold. Worse than I ever had it.
No, it's the air conditioning system. At least that's what I think. Irving says that's impossible. Apparently, he's an expert in automated control systems. My room's just here. Reep?
It's not like this in my block. You don't think we should call Dr. Woodland, do you?
Well, I have done. He prescribes fresh air, proper food, and not mixing medication with alcohol.
You sure they're all right? What is it? Is something wrong?
Trapped a leaf in the edge of the door and I closed it. Down the bottom where no one would see. So I'd see if someone had been into my room.
Why would someone go into your room?
I sound paranoid, I know. Sorry. The last few days... Oh. Is someone here? Come out.
No one.
Careful. They could be hiding.
Where? There's nothing here.
Close the door, please, Reep.
I mean, literally nothing.
Close the door.
Right.
Now, if we're alone... Wait, what are you...
Hey, security. It's Reep Saluja. I'm in Miss Bland's rooms, fourth floor Levine block. She's been burgled. They even took all the furniture.
So, this is you with the security team, and... We skip back to...
There's nothing here. literally nothing. Close the door. Right. Now, if we're alone.
Need I ask why you invited this smart, pretty girl to your room?
Darling, it's not what it looks like. I needed someone to confide in, and... Well, I didn't know you'd installed cameras in my rooms.
Snooshkin, if I'd asked, you'd have been alarmed. But with Bernice...
Well, of course I'd be alarmed. Wait. There's a shadow. There.
Very good.
Someone keeping out of sight.
They're clever. But so am I.
You put a camera in my bathroom?
Just as well I did.
What is that? There's no clear picture.
They're wearing a shimmer sari.
It's a woman, isn't it?
The gait is unmistakable. That's Bernice.
She left the collection.
Evidently, she came back.
And she was hiding in my room?
But this is excellent. She's here illegally and she's broken into your rooms. These are serious offences. Oh, dear Bernice, what have you become?
But what are you going to do?
Hunt her down and lock her up.
However she's behaving now, she was your friend.
She's a criminal. I'll call security. Once I've just checked on...
What now?
Just a feeling. How did she get in? Not a key. She's using a pick and... And there.
Someone with her?
Someone whose job is then to keep you away from your room for as long as possible.
Oh, it's Reap. Had I thought that we were friends, that I could...
See? Putting cameras in your rooms was justified. You can see that now, can't you?
Yes.
Don't worry. We'll deal with them both.
Must you?
Must we? We're partners now. It's my job to protect you, to watch over you.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
Whatever for?
That I'm so weak.
Then I'll give you my strength.
Oh, diary. I don't know who to trust. Even Reap. I thought I could confide in her. And all the time she was...
Knock, knock! Hello, Veronica. You got a sec?
Professor Summerfield. I should call security.
You do that.
How did you get into Braxiatel's apartment? Into our bedroom?
Irving looks so peaceful.
I can wake him.
He looks like he needs the sleep.
Why are you here? Are you going to hurt us?
Isn't this cosy? Him tucked up around you as you write your diary. Bit of a lost art, keeping a diary.
What do you want, Bernice? I think if Irving knew you were here, he might kill you.
Oh, I'm just dropping in for a natter. Oh, I like what you've done with the place. A woman's touch and all that. Though I can't see anything that's yours.
They're his rooms. I don't want to impose.
But there's nothing in your rooms in Levine Block because it was all brought here. Or that's what you told security.
Well, it's in storage until we can organise things. And I didn't want to do that until after the wedding. It would feel presumptuous.
Yes, the wedding day. Oh, I hear there'll be fireworks and a bonfire and all the toffee apples anyone could want. Everyone is so looking forward to it.
Not you or Reap. Where is she?
Reed? Cowering just outside the door.
I'm not cowering.
Really? Why don't you come in and join us, please?
Reed, stay where you are.
I'm in bed. I'm hardly going to hurt anyone. Come in here. It's okay, my darling. I'll handle this.
Okay. Just don't do anything.
What can I possibly do?
Hi, Mr. Braxiatel. Oh, is he sleeping? This is kind of awkward.
Isn't it? You have something to say. It's okay.
It's about Glossula. I knew the name rang a bell, but I couldn't think why. Being so busy with everything, I asked Reap to investigate.
Not that I could find anything.
Of course not. There's nothing left.
No, which she came to tell me. But she just arrived at mine. I've got Manus and Shiraz and a Zinfandel blush. You seem more the type for red.
Anything you like.
I'm sorry I wasted your time.
No, it was quite interesting. And sad. Whole colony well died out. But nothing sinister behind it.
I just knew I'd heard the name. You've seen it written down. Look, sit. I'll see if there's any cheese. Least I can do is feed you. And it's nice to have some company. With Peter in bed. Oh, that's my son. Plates.
Sorry, is something at your window?
Probably my ancient cat. Could you let him in?
Sure. Here, kitty. Here, cat.
Is Wolsey there?
I can't see.
Free!
Good grief. A monster? You were attacked by a monster?
Some kind of self-propelling plant. Leafy tendrils and twisting, gnarling roots.
It was really big.
Whatever did you do?
Free!
It got me!
I can't even get close!
Oh, Benny! On the wall! Can I use the sword?
It's not a sword, it's a sort of flute!
It's an antique!
And horrifically rare! Use it!
Right!
Hit it in the... whatever those are!
Oh, it's not making any difference! I've dropped the sword! Got me!
There's got to be something! Anything!
Tell my mum!
Oh, not now! Oi! Have a grand turnip! Stitch this! That's it! You run! You sort of lollop along at your roots. Otherwise, there'll be more! Hint of mystery!
Oh, God. Is that perfume?
Oh, Solstice present from Jason. Helped ward him off too, I remember. You all right?
Yeah, fine. What was that thing?
Some kind of angry plant. Suppose we better get after it.
What?
Before it attacks someone else.
Right. Have you got more of that perfume?
No. Oh. Bother. I have to think of something else. Keep the torch up ahead. I don't want to walk into that thing.
Oh, sorry. You know this is out of bounds.
Not to staff. And not because it's dangerous. It's out of respect.
Because of the old gardener.
Mr. Crofton. The greenhouses and everything. It was so much his domain. Felt weird letting anyone near.
It's not exactly respectful to leave it so neglected.
We've all been so busy. Oh, I shudder to look at it now. Torch ahead of us, please.
Oh, sorry. You think the thing that attacked us came from here?
Yeah, maybe. But if no one was coming to feed it, how did it get so ginormous? Anyway, that's not why we're here. Ah, this is it. I was here with him once, Mr. Crofton. Asked him why he didn't put it under lock and key. He said if he did, people would think it was worth stealing, so he just put it out of the way.
Put what?
Ah-ha! Industrial weed killer. Gallons of the stuff. Oh, torch on me, please. I need to read the instructions. Reap?
Sorry, Benny. Look.
It's a plant pot. Sort you use for roses. Deep, so the plant can put roots down.
But here, the label, it says...
Glossula! I knew I'd seen it somewhere. We need to go to the library. Just along here, we should find... Oh.
You sure it's the right place?
See on the shelf? 635 Gardening. Mr. Crofton's books were here.
They must have been moved. The rationalisation.
The what?
You know Miss Bland took on the inventory. She says that led to rethinking of how stuff is organised.
Right. Computer.
Hey, hello. Oh,
might Jason have reprogrammed you in an amusing way?
Aye, he only did. Such a card, our Jace.
Think of other words. can you locate the books that were in this section? Specifically, Mr. Crofton's notebooks.
Giz a tick. Aye, love. Section 635 was sent to be repurposed.
Repurposed where? Do you know?
Do I, Eck? Come within my purview.
You mean they're not in this building?
Aye, Chuck. Gone to be repurposed.
And what's that meant to mean? Reeb, you're doing that face you do when I mention your dissertation.
They said it was books we had copies of. Oh, that were damaged beyond repair.
You've seen them? Where?
Oh, they're building a huge bonfire.
Oh, that's a lot of books.
And broken furniture and all sorts of other stuff. Miss Bland made it seem like a good idea.
Oh, she was Mr. Crofton's friend. She wouldn't burn his notebooks. Unless there's something in them she doesn't want generally known. Or maybe this is all Irving.
The plant that attacked us.
Maybe it's something to do with her.
Or the plant could be the reason why Brax is so protective of Veronica. It attacked us after I told you to look into her past.
You think she tried to have us killed? I went to her room.
We need to see those notebooks. Find out what's going on.
Halt! Who goes there? Ugh,
great. Evening, gents.
Professor Summerfield, you left.
And now I've come back. This is my friend Reap.
Yeah, me and Martin live on the same floor. He and Tom are in a band.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I guess.
Well, this is all very nice. All right, lads. We'll take your places guarding the bonfire.
We gotta stay here till morning. Promise Miss Bland, especially.
Not Brax.
What? She told us you've done such a good job. You deserve to go to Bostra's for something warm to drink. Oh, she's so grateful to you both.
Only doing our duty. Isn't that right, Tomo?
I quite fancy Miss Bland.
Well, she might be at Vostra's now. If you're quick, you'll catch her.
All right. See you later.
But don't let anyone through. Shoot to kill. If you had guns.
Nice, boys. Okay. A bonfire the size of a house. But those notebooks have got to be somewhere. We found them just before dawn. And now we know what's really been going on here.
You do?
About why Brax has been protecting you.
Because of what you are.
Me? I'm not anything. Just trying to get by.
You really are from Glossula. You really did leave when you were young.
I've told you. I don't really remember.
You were sold to traders who then shopped you around various markets where questions are not asked. I don't know how you saw yourself then. A prisoner? A slave? A possession?
I didn't think of myself at all. I was looked after.
And then Jane Crofton found you.
Liberated me. She was kind. And over those first weeks, she spilled out her heart. I couldn't help myself. She was the first person I ever loved.
It wasn't reciprocated.
People like her, they like to talk to their plants.
You know what you are.
Fallopia glostulensis, Stratfield's knotweed.
So it's true?
Yes, I'm a plant.
Your physical form, which seems human...
Is human, in all the necessary ways. But I'm an extension of the root core, if you must. But I'm just a person. Veronica.
And that's what makes you so precious to Braxiatel.
Well, that and the fact that you make people love you.
No, well, not consciously. People just like me.
It's a scent, a pheromone.
I don't know how it works. I just find that I fit in.
Oh, don't play the innocent. You don't just string people along. You feed on them somehow. That's what this cold thing is. The more we fall under your spell, the more you can feast.
We all have to feed on something. I'm not hurting anyone. It's just a temporary reaction to the pollen. People adjust. They really do.
Yeah, you're a slave to biology. What about the bonfire?
It's for the wedding party. Irving suggested it. He thought it would be fun. I didn't want to destroy the notebooks. The Croftons meant a lot to me. But you were so prying. I thought if I destroyed them, I could be free.
And the fire is big enough to help spread your seeds.
Look at me. I'm not pregnant.
Not this slinky extension. But your core self, that thing that attacked us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can feel it, can't you?
What have you done?
How did you know it'd be in the greenhouse?
The plant pot we found over there. The one that says Glossula.
That's what this grew out of.
With no Mr. Crofton to keep it cut back.
Miss Bland doesn't like cutting back the grounds.
She's a plant herself. It's sympathised, but things have gone too far.
So, sorry if you can hear me,
but you need to back down.
We'll find you some other world. Somewhere you can have your seedlings without consuming my students. Not one for conversation.
Kill it. It is.
No. You murdered it.
You're still talking, aren't you? So no. We pruned it back. Could probably fit its old pot. You'll feel the effect sometime soon. Wasn't sure how long it would take, so thought we'd keep you talking.
You butchered me.
You were feeding on the students.
Benevolently, harmlessly. You can see that, can't you?
No. The ones in your block needed serious attention. And why did you invite Reap back to your room?
I wanted to talk in private.
Oh, God. You were going to eat me.
Well,
one of my best students. And then there's Brax. I've seen it sometimes in his eyes. The disquiet.
I've done nothing but love him.
And forced him to love you back. He knows who you are. What you're doing. And I think he was resisting. Not that you'll put that in your diary.
My diary is meant to be private.
Oh, come on. The whole point of a diary is that other people read it.
It is.
It is. You've written it to be found. Lots of details they can check. Lots of plausible denials strung together in a way to create a particular fiction of which you're the hero.
One who's been persecuted, controlled, kept in your place.
I was for so long in that container. Crofton's death was my escape.
Oh, and you would never be controlling.
Look at Brax beside you. Docile, controlled, tame. Brax, you want to wake up now? You'd better not be dead.
I would never kill him.
Oh, you might not want to. But that's what the diary is for. A cover story in case you ever need to cut free. Evidence you were a victim of his overzealous protection. If in self-defense you had to strike back, well, who wouldn't understand? You were thinking of your future. I'm sorry, but that's why you can't have one.
Is that right?
Yeah. We cut down your core. You should really be feeling that by now.
I only feel strong.
Benny, you know how many people have this cold? Does that mean she's feeding from them all?
Ah, should have thought of that. We might pop off now. Come back another time.
You're not going anywhere.
That's not going to work.
You'll do what I say. You love me.
I'm really not that sort of girl.
Reap, there's a gun on the table to your left. 19th century, a rather nice piece. Pick it up.
No, please.
Point it at Bernice. Higher. Good.
I can't help it.
It's okay. This isn't you.
What? Saving me from the jealous woman who broke into our room and tried to murder us on the night before our wedding? Reap, this is your chance to be a hero.
Benny!
Brax, wake up. Brax! This is the bit when I shout that I'm in danger and it breaks through your conditioning.
Sadly, not this time. Reap, shoot her.
I...
You love me. You obey me. Shoot her.
I'm so sorry, Professor.
I know. No!
Oh, well. I was going to have her shoot herself after she shot you. Now I'll have to shoot you and say she did it first. Which means getting out of bed.
You won't get away with this.
Everyone here finds me irresistible. Even you. Don't you, Bernice? Don't you?
I love you.
Bernice, you look quite the sensation. That has to be a new dress. I've never seen you look so...
Exposed. It's basically indecent. But it had to fit in with... Ugh, I'm not going to tell you what your bride is barely going to wear.
Your diligence is impeccable.
Oh, but here she is. Brax, are you all right?
Never better. Oh, my word.
Told you. Indecent.
Hello, darling.
You look extraordinary.
And you. Bernice, I think this is your cue.
Oh, yeah. colleagues, friends, please be seated. Before we proceed to the formal ceremony and legally binding contract...
Always so romantic, Bernice.
Brax asked me, as best man, to say a few words. He and Veronica tell us that they're in love. But what does that even mean? Deep affection, says the dictionary on Brax's desk. It then gives an example. I would love a cup of tea. Does Brax love Veronica more or less than he loves his cup of tea?
It depends if there's a custard cream. Isn't that right, darling?
Now, there are people who'll tell you that love is blind. I don't think that's true. When you love someone, you really see them. All their faults and foibles, that weird twitch when they laugh, the noise when they're brushing their teeth, every last excruciating detail. You love, love, love them.
Oh.
Was it not Shakespeare? Yes, it was. Who said, love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove.
Oh.
Love's not time's fool. The rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
Bernice, could we stop a moment? Brax doesn't seem quite well.
I was just getting to the funny bit.
Irving, darling, don't cry. What is it?
It's Bernice. Being best man at my wedding. Talking about love. I don't believe it. And neither does anyone else.
What? Why not? Oh, is it this flaming dress?
Whatever do you mean, darling?
I'm sorry, Veronica. The honeymoon is over.
We're not even married.
We're not anything.
No.
It's not you. It's me. All of us here. We know Bernice too well. She's obstinate, jaded, a cynic.
A skeptic, thank you.
Forget Bernice. You love me.
It's not love when it's forced. You made me and everyone else think we loved you so you could feed us.
Darling, please.
You're withering without our love. And the more we see you wither, the more it's reinforced. You lied to us. You betrayed our affection. So, we cannot love you.
Here we are at last, dear diary. The day I marry Irving. It's what no one else sees that I love about him best.
His quiet acts of kindness, his ticklish feet. Yeah, I think I'll leave it there.
Burn that book, will you?
We're still checking the bonfire for seeds. But it doesn't look like she had a chance to do whatever it is she would have done.
It's important to be sure.
We're most of the way through the medicals, making sure everyone's clear of her influence. Ooh, that cold, all the mucus. Glad I got spared that.
Were you taken over at the end, or were you just pretending?
I had the idea and began to say the right things, and then couldn't stop. Don't know how I resisted her before that.
You had your devotion to me. You knew she wasn't good enough.
Ha ha.
So cynical. That's what probably did it. And you also had Reap.
Reap wasn't affected either.
She was, for a time. But she couldn't love Veronica. Not when she held such a candle for somebody else.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes, you did. You thought ignoring it would be kinder.
She died to save me.
You don't feel you deserve it. You're probably right. I've sent a letter to her parents, handwritten. That seemed appropriate.
You loved Veronica. Wholly and completely.
Love is not love when it's forced.
Brax.
I'll look back on this as a lesson. To know who my friends really are, and never to let my guard down. A lesson I won't forget.
Hence this thing on your desk. Is that really a good idea?
A harmless pot plant. All that's left of the thing in the greenhouse. It's not her.
It's still really weird.
Should I destroy it? Or give it away to somebody who might not know what it contains? Or I could freeze it, put it on display.
None of those sound great.
Unless you think of better, she's going to stay here.
Where you can keep her safe.
Exactly, Bernice. Just as I promised her.